Sechtes Shvuas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Einish ban al tairis, tainas cherish. If a cherish tainas that someone owes him money, even if it's a maida b'miktsas, you don't have to swear for a tainas cherish. Or a shaita or a cotton. You're not mechuyev to swear to a cherish shaita or a cotton. Dein mashbiyin, as a cotton, you can't make a cotton swear. Avol nishbon la cotton v'la hegdish. But you do make a shvua if you want to be mitzi mamon from a katan, meaning let's say katan's nechasim are owed to you, then you have to make a shvua, or a lahegdish. Or if a person wants to take something that belongs to hegdish, meaning what? Let's say someone owed money, Reuven owed Shimon money. And then Reuven said he was magdish as nechasim. Now Shimon wants to take those nechasim away, because say they were meshubit to me. Reuven already owed me the money when he was magdish them. So Shimon has to make a shvua in order to take the money from Hegdish. Mishnehei. Velu dvarim she'enish ban alein. The following things we learn out of a klal, pratu klal, that we don't make a shvua on. What are those? Avadim b'shtarais, an eved, shtar, v'akarkois, you don't swear on karka, v'egdeshois, you don't swear on something that is Hegdish. Ein behem tashlumei kefel, v'loi tashlumei arba v'chamisha. And you don't have to pay kefal or dal dehe if you steal something, any of those objects. Any an eved, a shtar, a karka, egdeshes, there's no din of tashlumi kefal, there's no tashlumi arba v'chamisha. Shoy mechinam einay nishba, a shoy mechinam does not swear. If one of these items was stolen from him, the shoy mechinam does not swear. Nice yisachar, einam shalim, and if one of these items are stolen from a nice yisachar, someone who was paid to watch it, he does not have to pay if these items were lost or stolen. And all these things we learn out of a pasuk. Reb Shimon Aimer, kachim shechay b'achrayusam, kachim that a person is responsible for them, such as if a person says he makes a carbon by saying harei olai, so he's taking responsibility to bring that carbon. So he's chayv b'achrayus. If something happens to the animal, he has to bring a different animal. In that case, nishpo analein. So therefore, these animals that you, where you took achrayus for them, they would be bechlal shvua, even though it's kachim. She'ena chayv achrayusan, an animal that you're not chayv in achrayus, a person says that this animal should be a carbon, that has a din of hegdish, and ein nishban alein, you don't have to swear on that animal. Have a good day.